Well, I never anticipated it to be difficult to pick them up. I know what kind of character they're made of. I know that they were really hurting on Tuesday and they can't wait for Saturday to come. The training was very, very bright today. There was a buzz about the place. If you didn't know better, you'd possibly think that we'd won on Tuesday, which can only be a good sign, really.
I guess in terms of big games coming up, you would want a home game against one of the top teams in the division to get you going again, and that's exactly what you've got.
Yeah, you know, Wickham have got a great away record. One of the best in the country. And for them to be near the top, I don't know what they are, they might even be top. It's a big game for us, and it'll be a yardstick to how far we think we've come. I'm expecting to win the game. So that tells you how far I think we've come. And I'm sure the players are expecting to win the game. So if you're expecting to beat the top of the table, you should be expecting to beat anybody.
You said after Tuesday night, you've just got to turn your attentions to getting a playoff spot or better and getting out of League Two that way. Is that now the realistic sole ambition?
It is, and you can equate cup runs to glamorous holidays. You go on the glamorous holiday and it's fantastic while you're there and you really enjoy it. But it's an escape from reality when it comes, well, boils down to it. And you get back to your ordinary everyday life, and that's what's happened to us. Our holiday's been cut short.
And I suppose, if you're continuing the analogy, the home life's been pretty good, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, it has. And, you know, we are good at what we do. We're a good side. You're not always going to get the rub of the green. You're not always going to get things that you deserve. Both ways, really, you know. As I said before, we beat Plymouth when we shouldn't have beat Plymouth. So, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. Sometimes things go in your favour. And on another day, we could have lost to Notts County at home, even though when the 90 minutes panned out, we probably deserved to win. But you're right, you look, and sometimes it goes against you, and you'd have to be man enough and philosophical enough to know that, you know, ladies' luck is quite fickle. And you can try and improve your chances of luck by trying to do things right. But at the end of the day, if fate conspires against you, there's not a lot you can do. And you just have to keep plugging away for the next time and hope that we can get on a run and win more games than what we don't, and try and force our way into the playoffs.
You had great support at Yeovil the other night physically. You had unbelievable numbers of messages of support and people wishing you well. If you could tap into a little bit of that extra added support, how much of a difference would it make to your season?
It'd make a massive difference. You know, we could. Yeah, you can't criticise the people who come, and you can't criticise the people who travel. You know, the people who travel are generally the ones who are your mainstay supporters at home anyway as well. All we need is the town itself to get behind us. Not individuals, we need the town, like they have been in the past, and I've witnessed it firsthand. And I know how much of a difference it makes. We can try and do as well as we can on the pitch, but without numbers, we might end up not having a football club, no matter how good you play on the pitch. And that's the paramount importance, to keep a football league club playing in Athens.
Just lastly, squad still the same as it was for Tuesday night? Obviously, the two lads who were ineligible, potentially available.
Well, we'll know more from John O's been getting treatment to Blackburn, so we'll know more about that. We've got one or two knocks from Tuesday, but we go again. You know, we've got good numbers in the squad, we've got good players in the squad, and, you know, I'm not afraid to use them.